Okay, so a couple of preambles to the schmooze. First of all, there's only one schmooze. Even though it says 1, 2, 3, there's 3 marmakomos. The Matnas Kuhn, the Marzu, and Eitz Yosef only explain the Medrash. The Yalkut Shmoni and the Sefer Chinuch. So it's just, it's one schmooze. So not 3 different schmoozing, number one. And number two, my inspiration for this schmooze was a couple of thoughts that came to me that I was, when I was walking to yeshiva here on Sunday night, one of my talmidim in my shir was at my house. So there were throngs and throngs and throngs of people from coming from all directions in life, going to all directions in the community. So I just don't remember seeing that before. So I was like, wow, it's like, oh, it was overwhelming. And then I heard that the, I mean, over here was, the base manish was pretty packed. I don't remember it being like this. And also I heard that all the shuls were packed. So like what happened? I don't know, did more people move into the community? I have no idea. I'm not up on the latest demographic studies, but that was the, I was thinking like last year, so we were closed for business. And you know, I think since I'm like 11 or 12 years old, I stayed up every Shavuos night. And last year also, you know, there were some people on my block I made up, I was gonna learn with them, and I couldn't do it. I think by 2:30 in the morning, there were no shuls, so everyone was down in Biyachidus. So I originally planned I was gonna learn till, you know, 6, and then daven, you know, and you know, Nate's is, in, as you know, in Florida is very late, and I'm almost after 2:30. I could not; it was physically impossible to stay up. I couldn't do it, and like I thought, okay, like well, wasn't yeshiva, but like maybe I'm the effects of COVID. I don't know, I wasn't sick, but. And then all of a sudden, I came back this year, and it was like no problem. Like, so what happened? So that's a dishmoose. This is dedicated to that, answering that question. Okay, so on that note, apologize, not on the parasha. Okay. So first, let's start with there's a medrash and a yalkut, both discussing the sugya of Dor HaMabul. So they're two sides of the same coin. So the pasuk says, for, you know, the in first Noach, Kates Kol Basar Asher Bo Lefanai. What does it say? Higi Esmanon Lasos. What's that word? Bita. Higia kategorim shalahen lefanai kolkach lama ki molar etzchamas abnehem. Okay, so why did all these terrible gzerus come about to Dor HaMabul? The answer is ki molar haaretz chamas mibnehem, because the land was filled with chamas. Ezel chamas, ezel gezel. What's the difference between Hamas, or as you say nowadays, Hamas? What does it mean, Hamas and Gezel? Amr Chanina, Hamas eno shava pruta. Hamas is not worth a pruta, it's less than a pruta. The Gezel she shava pruta. And Gezel is worth a pruta. The kach hayu anshe ha-mabul osim. This is what the people during the Mabul used to do. Echem hem motzi kupaso mleya tormosim. They would go take out from their, I guess the store owner would take out a grain. I'm sorry, a store owner would take out his box or his container filled with turmosim, some kind of grain. And this person took less than a shavapruta. It's like a basic scan. This is a scam. Two guys walk in the store. Hey, you have any grain for sale? Sure. He takes out his big grain. This guy takes less than a shavarputa. This guy takes less than a shavarputa. On makom sheni yachol hotziyo mimenu bedin. He can't take you to court because he can only take you to court for a shavarputa and over. Less than a shavarputa, he can't be toveya in bezdin. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem asisem shelo kashura. You are basically scamming. Afani esi machem shelo kashura. I'm also going to do not kashura. And the Matnas Kuna says that what was the not kashura? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is usually all chesed. It's mechalik mechazda lekol. And a din gomer ani noi b'hem. Instead of rachmanis, I'm going to use din on you. That's the enik shura. And the marzu says, ka'achol yu anshe dor amabal pirish. Dover zeh hayu osim b'shuk b'fray hesya. They did this in the shuk b'fray hesya in public. B'heskem kulam, everyone was maskim. Ach kol echa ba'atzma osa chamas. Everyone did chamas v'gezel ad mokam shodam agas. Whatever they could get away with. Okay, the Eitz Yosef, Chamas Sheno Shavarputa, Bechal Chamas, included in Chamas, Gam Pachas Meshavarputa. That includes less than a Shavarputa. Well, Gezel Eno Ela Shavarputa, but Gezel is only Shavarputa enough. V'hach D'Ksiv, V'timol Eretz Chamas, Masha Pachas Meshavarputa. Well, here, when it says V'timol Eretz Chamas, it meant less than a Shavarputa. V'kach HaYuan Shidor HaMabel, Pirish Befra, same as the Marzu. Befrahesya beheskim kulam, everyone together. Sheni yochel lahotzi menu b'din shehikila Torah v'shenosan lemechila. The Torah was makel because you can mocha on less than a shavarputa, so you can't be tovea it. Asisem shalok shura shemidus hadin hayeshara, the real midus hadin. Legamri, Shloikechechet, Michavera, Philippachs, Shavaputa. You shouldn't even take less than a Shavaputa. Lachain, Afani, yes, Emachem, Shlok, Kishuras, Midasi. I'm also going to do something which is not in sync with my character, Ribbono Shalom says. Shadarki, Lerachim, Adin. I'm usually Rachmanis. Avalitchem, Lo, Eitain, Lerachim, Klaal. But with you, nothing doing. No Rachmanis. So you get a picture of the Dora Mabel. That they're basically scamming less than Shavaputa matzavs going on left and right. Everyone's included. They have the whole system worked out. And you have everyone before Hesia doing that. Then the Yalkut Shmoni says in Eov, Gvulus Yeshinu. Thank Ezra Berger for his Tanakh and for Avrami for knowing where it was. You can figure out that he's quoting Psukim over here. So the Pasuk in Eov, Perech of Dalet, Pasuk Beis, Gvulos Yasigu, people move boundary markers, Eder Gozlu Vayiru. Just to translate the words, Eder Gozlu Vayiru. They rob a flock and graze it for themselves. Chamor yisomim yinhagu, they carry off the donkey of orphans. Yachbalu shor almana, and they exact the ox of a widow as collateral. Okay, the rest he doesn't translate it until pasuk ches aram yalinu mibli levush. They let the naked spend the night unclothed, the inksus bakara, and there's no clothing in the cold. Okay, some beautiful psukim over here, but not for now. So the Yalkut says, by the way, that letter is referring to the note on bottom, Kuf Yud. Kuf Gimel. Okay, Ma'isa Dora Mabel Pirshu Iyuv. The Maisa, the actions during the Dora Mabel, Iyav explains, Mahu Gvulos Yeshiga, what does that mean? Sheyu Nichnasim Zeh B'Gvulos Shelzeh, V'Zeh B'Gvulos Shelzeh. They went into people's properties, Eider Gozlu V'Yireyu, Chamor Yisom Yinhagu, what does that mean? Kesheyu Roam Chamor B'Yad Yosom, when they saw a donkey in the hands of a vulnerable owner, a Yosom, an orphan, miyad hayu not lemosayimino. They grabbed it from the yasam. Yichablu shah almana. What does that mean? Almana shemeis baila. An almana, a widow, whose husband died. V'niach la shor echad. He left her one ox. V'yotzel leroso, and she sent it out to graze. Miyad hayu not lemosayimino. They would grab it from this vulnerable owner, from this almana. Aram yalino mibli lavush. That they went out naked without clothing. Kivan shehayu roim b'nei adam, they would see a lot of people. Sheyosim hem kach, they would do as follows. Hayu mahalchem arum, they would walk around naked. Why? Kadei shelo yafshitu es bigdeihem, because someone would steal their clothes. That's a good way to make sure your clothes aren't stolen. You go out naked, they can't steal your clothes. So that was the Dora Mabel. Now let me ask you a question. Okay, let's take a vote. If you had to, I'm not assuming these two midrashim are arguing. Of course, if someone's going to want to argue that these two midrashim are arguing, then there's no shmooze. So just telling you right now, I'm assuming that they're agreeing. So get ready to fight to the finish if you're going to argue that. Let's assume for a second, humor me, that the Medrash and the Yalkut are agreeing for a minute. Baruch Hashem, for Yitzchok. Thank you so much. Okay, I didn't even hear what he said. He just said, it makes no difference. I'm right, so fine. Okay. So the Medrash and the Yalkut, if they're agreeing, so let me take a vote. So one of them, it says why the Mabel came, and one of them says what happened during the Dora Mabel. So it sounds like a lot of things happened during the Mabel, but one of them caused the Mabel. Ki mol ha'aretz chamas ibnayim. Doesn't say ki mol ha'aretz that they took the donkey of a almana, or they took the last of a yasam, or they took the only shor of an almana, where they walked around naked. It's like they perverted, extreme depravity where they're stealing each other's clothes, so you can't put any clothes on. It's like putting your Gemara down during a high school mishmar. Like, it's depraved society. You can't put your clothes down anywhere. They take your Gemara. They take your clothing. They took my Gemara too, by the way. I only put it down for like 1 second, and I turned around. By the time I came back, it was gone. So, which one do you think is worse? Is it that they swiped an almana and a yosam of their only livelihood, and that people couldn't even go out with clothing on because their clothing would get stripped off? Or is that they took less than a shava pruta? They took a less than a shava pruta from someone. It's like it's almost not a shaila over here. Yet it's ibcha mistabra. You see from the Medrash Rabbah that apparently the fact that there was chamas is what caused the kitrug. The kitrug of the mabul came about through the chamas. So apparently, I know the way I see this medrash, like the Marzu says, "Darazah hayosim b'shuk b'fahesia b'heskim kulam." Not that they all did it, but everyone was there. It was done b'tzibur. It was done b'rabim. So this aver was done b'rabim has a much bigger effect. The fact that it's done b'rabim has a much more colossal effect. Maybe it's what the Hezbollahs would have to work on. what exactly the Hezra, the Chil Hashem, or the Naver that's done by Rabim is a bigger Kitrig. It could be the person who took the Shar of the Almana and the Chamor of the Yasam. It wasn't Berfahesya, perhaps. I mean, I'm not saying less than a Shavapruta is a worse Avera than more than a Shavapruta. But the fact that it was done Berfahesya, maybe that's what was considered an Aver Berabim. It was much, much worse. Otherwise, how do you understand? You need some Hezber over here between these two Midrashim, assuming that they agree. If they don't agree, so you could say it's a machlokas, which Avera caused the mabul. Okay, that would be a very good teretz. And Echanami, I'm not looking to say a shmuz. If that would be pshat, so okay, that's fine, you know. But I don't think that is the pshat. And then if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, so the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Behar says, Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar B'Yom HaKippurim Shel Yover. There's a mitzvah to blow Tkiya Shofar on Yom Kippur of a Yovel. So the Chinuch says, L'tkoh B'Shofar B'Asiri B'Tishrei Shel Yom HaKippurim. Shenem Avarta Shofar Trua B'Yom HaKippurim Tavar Shofar B'Chol Arzachem. Okay, across them, Dror B'Gomer. Okay, I don't read through the whole thing. Why were they blowing the shofar? So we know that the only time you have shofar is Rosh Hashanah. The shofar that we blow on Yom Kippur is not a mitzvah of tkiya shofar. It's a minug. Yotze Yom Kippur, even if you don't have a shofar. If you don't have a shofar, you can be Yotze Yom Kippur. But there is every 50 years, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, I presume, there's a mitzvah of blowing the shofar on the 10th of Tishrei, because that's when the Hilchas Yovel begin, on Yom Kippur. On the 10th of Tishrei, Hilchas Yovel begin. All these slaves, every Eved Ivri rather, not all slaves, every Eved Ivri goes back to its original owner. Even if they didn't finish their 6 years, and even if they didn't go out after 6 years, and they became a nirtza, they pierced their ear, they wanted to stay, but by Yovel, they go back. And that's when they blow the shofar. To be mefarsim, this emancipation. But look what the Sefer Chinuch writes in the reason for the mitzvah. Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Lefi Sheyadua, it is known, Ki Kol HaShofar Ya'orah Lev Bnei Adam Im L'Shalom Yilom Chama. The call of the shofar inspires a person. Vinyan Shiluch HaEved She'ovad HaSadonah B'Zman Rav. The whole idea of sending out the Eved that worked for his master for so many years, Hu Kasha Ma'od Bnei Adonah, it's very hard for the master, you know, to lose his Eved. I know how it is. If my wife's cleaning lady will move back to whatever, Honduras or Mexico, wherever they go, Cuba, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, what are you going to do now? I have to train in another cleaning lady. So can you imagine what an Eved Ivri, you know, who has to leave, who kasha ma'od, very hard. Alkein la'ora lev abrios. In order to give some inspiration to people, Inyan, on this issue of all your slaves are going out, l'chazik nafsham, to give them a little chizuk, ulazhirim al ha-mitzvah b'sham eskol ha-shofar, and that they should be compliant with this mitzvah when they hear the shofar, berosim, when they see, ki davar ha-shavahu b'chol ha-aretz, this is something which is true all over, v'shah kol osim kein, everyone's doing this. Nitztavenu al zeh. They're commanded on this. She'ein davar shechazik libos bnei adam kmo maisa rabim. There's nothing that's more of a chizik to people than it's a maisa de rabim. U'kamay mar ha-chacham, as the chacham says, tsar rabim nechama. Tsaris rabim chatzi nechama. He says it, hold nechama. When you, a tsar of a rabim is a shikul nechama. Gama eved be'atzmam b'sor alotzeis k'chol avodim mitachas yidei rabba shorav. It's hard for the avodim also to leave. Can you imagine leaving my home? You know, the halacha is how you have to treat your eved. They treat them nicely. And now the eved's leaving, so he feels bad too, that he has to leave his secure home. Let's go back to his family, which he, whatever, he maybe chose to leave. Well, he wasn't doing so good over there. But when he hears B'shamo kol Hashem, when he hears the shofar, mitokach, ha-mitzvah miskayem eslashev ha-kol b'shus adon kol. Everyone is inspired. It's a mitzvah. Everyone's doing it together. And they could do it, you know, in synchrony. So just to the hair, like everyone knows when you buy a slave, it's going out by Yovel. Everyone knows that. As a matter of fact, you calculate how much the eved is worth based on how many years till Yovel you have. So an eved who only has 4 years to Yovel is worth less than an eved that has 5 years to Yovel. So the person, when he purchased the eved, he knows it's a 1 year purchase, a 2 year purchase, it's a 5 year purchase, 6 year purchase. He knows exactly what the score is. When the eved became a nirtza, he wanted to stay past the 6 years. The adon knew then also when the eved's going to go free. He knew. It's written on his calendar. There's such and such a date, the contract's over. You know, contract's over, he's a free agent. He goes back. So what's the whole, you know, tzebrochenkeit, it's so terrible. When you hear the shofar, everyone's doing it together. And on the same thing, on the eved also, he knows he's going, how long he has. So Elamai, we see when we do things berabim, we do things together in one, you know, unified effort, despite that you know it, it makes it so much more powerful. It's so much easier to dig in and to do it b'leiv shalem and to do it with inspiration and motivation. And as I, the last time I gave the shmooze, I was talking over this Rabbeinu Gershom by Baba Basra, how important it is to, you know, what a chavrusa is. It's mamish, the chiyas, it's like chiyas, like kiyonik. Mishteimo, like a tino kayonik mishteimo. But here I'm just saying it's like sort of a different concept that the tzibur, when everyone's doing something together, it has such a powerful effect. Everyone's doing it together. Everyone's going to minyan. Everyone's going to mishabur seder. We're all here together, and for every person that's added, it makes it bigger tzibur. It's not just the chavrusa. That's like one angle, which is I think is true. But here you see an even bigger thing, like a. If you have, especially you have a relatively small tzibur, this is a tzibur of whole Klal Yisrael, but not everyone had an eved, you know, not everyone had eved ivries, but we have the ability to be more inspired when the whole tzibur is there. I felt so inspired. I think that's the answer why I was able to learn. I was not tired, not for one split second the entire night. From the minute I got here, I did not have one. The base manager was like rocking. It was rocking over here. And every person that added to it, you know, I didn't go over individually to thank them, but like last year, I tried it by myself. I did not have enough energy to go to past 2 o'clock, not much past two. And I couldn't do it. And you know, I've stayed up past two, but to be learning in my house, you know, I couldn't do it. So you see that the koach of a tzibur, of a rabbim, is so powerful. It overwhelms us. It's not even explainable. It's not understandable. It's not even the slight. I didn't go out for not one coffee. The other kids, a kid who was falling asleep, I told him to go out and get me something. But I didn't need any drink. I didn't need any food. I didn't need anything. It's just like, wow, what a difference a year makes. It's not a year, but it's just like, when you see the whole tzibur, and then I think I was also pumped when I was walking here, and you see like everyone from every walk of life. There were people mamish, like extreme left, were going to having their programs. Like wow, at Klal Yisrael, there's like this is one of those mitzvahs that like resonate. But I think because everyone does it, everyone's doing it. It's just like it shakes us, and we have the ability to do that for ourselves. Every day, we stick together, take upon ourselves to, you know, okay, you can't do everything all the time perfectly, but we could try, pick certain things to do perfectly. And that's why, like, a person wants to chazer, so it's much easier to chazer if you're part of a chabura. You know, a person wants to learn musar, it's easier to do it when you're part of a chabura. Anything a person does, if you could find some kind of chabura you could do it in, because the tzibur, any kind of tzibur, the bigger the tzibur, the better it is. But whatever we could do, that's why we should try. We always have to put ourselves in the right places, because even though we, of course, we're supposed to do the right thing, even if we're not in a tzibur, but just that the humans are like that, we're pretty susceptible to our surroundings. So each person that contributes to it has the schus of the rabbin.